Time for the little known black history fact, brought to you by As I Am. Keep your natural textured hair hydrated, defined, and beautifully styled with As I Am for beautiful coils and curls naturally. Available at retail stores near you. Dr. Theodore T.K. Lawless was a dermatologist who treated patients in Chicago's South Side neighborhood and was a self-made businessman and philanthropist.
Wow.
Dr. Lawless was born on this day in 1892 and was notable for his dedication to science. Born in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
What was that, sir?
Thibodaux. Dr. Lawless was raised in New Orleans by his minister father and mother. He graduated from Talladega in 1914 and obtained his medical degree from Northwestern in 1919. Dr. Lawless' dermatology studies were completed at Columbia University. In the 1920s, Dr. Lawless' study of leprosy, syphilis, and other skin diseases made him an international figure. His practice was the largest such facility in Chicago's black community. Dr. Lawless also had several business ventures, such as banking and investment, and was one of the few black millionaires in the 20th century. His generosity also extended to Jews in Israel as well. He passed away May 1971.
He was quite a businessman, as you said, with all of his investments and that. I don't know why it's not in Chicago, but I know that I passed through Michigan, and there's a park named after him.
Oh, yeah?
In Michigan, and all of his philanthropic efforts are known around the world, as you said, but really, a really great success story.
Wow.
In terms of all the things that he did.
A lot of bad skin back in the day, huh?
Well, you know, still, to this day, could use them.
Yeah.
That was before Flamin' Hot Cheetos and such. You know why it ain't happened in Chicago. Dr. King told you Chicago was one of the most racist places he ever been.
And that's one of the things in that I keep going back to
Skip Gates.
Skip Gates' PBS special. He has some footage when Dr. King went to Chicago. I'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. An interview with Dr. King on a plane told me he had to get out of Chicago because white people are just too mean.
He said in all his life,
he never seen racism like that.
Nope.
Chicago.
Man. And the name of the special on PBS a couple of weeks ago is Black America Since MLK.
Still I Rise.
Still I Rise. Yeah.
Yeah. Must see.